Hello, Frank. This is Gabriel Senduda for the Toronto Media Co-op calling. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, what's up, Gabriel?
I'm wondering if you can update us on some of the fucking bullshit that you've been experiencing taking part in these protests and convergences on the streets of Toronto.
Well, yesterday I was at the rally, the main rally for the against the G20, and I followed the breakaway march down the streets of Toronto, and I witnessed the folks from the anti-capitalist bloc basically owning the streets, and it was an impressive show of bravery and strength and confronting not just the police but the corporate state. It was just one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Yes. And what do you say to the naysayers who believe that this all rationalizes the $1 billion and growing budget for security?
Well, one is that the police failed. Right now they're not even doing things smartly. They're not even trying to arrest individuals who allegedly committed these or perpetrated these acts. They're basically doing blanket arrests. So it's not a very smart way of using that money. They're basically overwhelming the whole thing, right? They just want to arrest every single person that they can, so that they can so that they can basically justify their budget. But if you saw what happened yesterday, the anti-capitalist walk freely for over an hour and a half doing their thing, and you could hardly see any police on the blocks. I mean, they basically waited until the very end. I honestly don't know what they were thinking, but they waited till the very end, and they just mass arrested everybody, and now they're mass arresting everybody else. I just keep hearing that people are being attacked at the jail solidarity.
That was
a jail solidarity that was negotiated with the police, and they've been gassed and tear gas and pepper sprayed and rubber bullets and whatnot. So as we can see, this is really not smart policing. But the second thing to remember is too is that people didn't want these meetings to happen in the city. And so if these folks are going to think that they're going to hold meetings for this totally undemocratic group of leaders from the richest countries in the world without any opposition, they have another thing coming. And I think people who took part in the more militant actions understood the risk. And so this speaks a lot about what their motivations are. The motivations are not, as the people are calling it, hooliganistic or, just a whole bunch of men, because it's absolutely not true. There were plenty of women. There were plenty of people of color who took part in these more militant actions, and they understood the risk. And so we have to look at that in order to really see what was at stake here. What are they really fighting for? They're fighting for equality. They're fighting for gender rights. They're fighting for human rights. They're fighting for migrant rights. They're fighting for the health of the earth. And when you actually look at the targets that they hit, it was all corporate and also police. So it is very clear that this is a more disciplined movement and that people are giving credit for. And we always, I'll always go back and harp on that.
Right. And now it's also add to that long list our basic civil rights since the premier and the police chief got together for an overnight meeting and secretly put through special police state provisions allowing them to do bodily searches, bag searches of anybody, anywhere. Presumably it started with 5 meters from the fence, and now it applies to parks anywhere in the city or any gathering have you witnessed much of this? Have you witnessed this kind of obscene infraction of our most basic rights to gather, to protest, and to mobilize?
Well, it happened to me. I was sitting in a train, a streetcar, and I was resting my camera on the window of the streetcar, so the camera appeared to be shooting outwards. And there was a line of the minivans that the police have been using to transport themselves, and I all of a sudden the streetcar is stopped for police people. Get on the streetcar and proceeded to question me. Then they took me off the streetcar and proceeded to question me. And even after I showed my credentials, even after I said I was a journalist, they did not care. They were amazed that I was so upset that they were stopping me. Like they were really like they just couldn't understand, why are you so upset, sir? And I was like, well, because according to the charter of your country, you know, we have a freedom of the press here, and right now I don't feel like I don't feel like that freedom of the press is being fomented. So,
mm-hmm. this latest roundup outside of the for the jail solidarity, I understand it started last night and it continues this morning. The reports I hear that maybe another 100. Added to their numbers to rationalize again their budget, I'm sure, is part of the game. Do you think this is going to keep people from heading out to Eastern Avenue film studios in support of those incarcerated illegally?
It's hard to say. I honestly have not been down there. I am trying to meet my deadline for a piece we're doing for Democracy Now! For tomorrow.
Yes.
But what I do understand is that even after the events of yesterday's police brutality, even after the events of last night's mass arrest at the Nell Hotel, people still went to jail solidarity. I think that our movement is very, very, very strong. Our movement understands the importance of doing things like jail solidarity, and so it's sort of like a wait and see. I honestly don't encourage anybody to go out and be arrested at this point in time, but I do understand that jail solidarity is also important. So I think it's anybody's call on how they want to handle this.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Good. Frank Lopez from the Vancouver Media Co-op reporting from the streets of Toronto on all this fucking bullshit going down. Thank you very much, Frank.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be in touch. Be safe.